Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah. And the topic is the virtue of silence, dignity and wisdom. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomever He leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, alone with no partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. O Allah, send Your blessings, peace, and grace upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them in righteousness until the day of judgment. To proceed, O servants of Allah, I advise you and myself to have taqwa of Allah. For He, the Exalted, said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. O believers, silence is a noble trait and sound practice. Allah has made it a mark of wisdom for those of sound intellect, a safeguard for those rich in knowledge, and a source of peace for those strong in faith. Indeed, silence is the crown of the wise, the hallmark of the intelligent, the habit of the strong, and the way of the prophets. The prophet, peace be upon him, himself was known for prolonged periods of silence. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يطيل الصمت. He, peace be upon him, considered silence when appropriate to be a sign of true faith. He said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. Thus, silence is a distilled wisdom of scholars and sages. Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, تعلموا الصمت كما تتعلمون الكلام. Learn silence just as you learn speech. And Wahab ibn Nabih said, the wise have agreed that the essence of wisdom is silence. The intelligent believer is one who knows when to speak and when to remain silent. Silence is praiseworthy when speech holds no greater benefit, no clear purpose, and no evident good. Otherwise, silence may be blameworthy. Allah the Exalted says, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. There is no good in much of their private conversation except for those who advocate charity or righteousness or reconciliation between people. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about the doors to goodness, he mentioned several, then concluded by saying, وَخَيْرٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ الصَّمْتُ إِلَّا مِّن خَيْرٌ. And better than all of that is silence, except in matters of goodness. How often does a person regret what they have said? And how rarely do they regret their silence? For silence is an adornment for the knowledgeable and a cover for those who are not. In moments of reflections, silence is an act of worship and a spiritual closeness. In fruitless debate, it is a sign of strength and steadfastness. In the presence of elders, it shows dignity and reverence. Before one's parents, It reflects honor and compassion. During disputes between spouses, it is a shield against division and conflict. And throughout all family relationships, it serves to preserve affection and love. Pay attention to what Allah Almighty said about the Prophet Yusuf. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ So Joseph suppressed it within himself and did not reveal it to them. He did not express the pain and blame he felt within in order to preserve the bond of brotherhood. And that is the essence of wisdom. Servants of Allah, the wise believer, when addressed with harm or evil, restrains himself and guards his tongue, acting upon the words of his Lord describing his successful believing servants, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ and those who turn away from idle talk. Silence is not a weakness or defeat. Rather, it is dignity, virtue, a sign of strength, and an expression of reverence. It is a rejection of falsehood, a rising above lowly behavior, and an elevation beyond vain speech. It is a firm grasp of the noble character of the people of faith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء. The believer is not one who curses often, nor one who insults, nor one who is indecent, nor one who is foul-mouthed. A true believer is one who chooses his silence just as carefully as he chooses his words. Guided by the principles of his religion, the values of his society, and the interests of his nation, he ensures that his speech, his writing, and his responses contribute to the honor of his homeland, and he refrains from anything that may harm its reputation. Not every word deserves a response, nor does every situation require a reply. Indeed, silence is the path to salvation. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the key to salvation? He replied, أمسك عليك لسانك, restrain your tongue. And through silence, one may attain the mercy of Allah. In response to the supplication of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who said, رحم الله عبدا تكلم فغنم أو سكت فسلم. May Allah have mercy on a servant who speaks and earns reward, or remains silent and stays safe. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, إذا غضب أحدكم فليسكت. If one of you becomes angry, let him remain silent. For silence is often the most eloquent response you can give to the ignorant and the provocateurs. As the sayings goes, إذا نطق السفيه فلا تجبه فخير من إجابته السكوت. When a fool speaks, don't reply, for silence is a better reply. O Allah, make us among those who, when they speak, benefit, and when they are silent, are safe. O our Lord, send your blessings upon our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and companions, and be pleased, O Allah, with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, make us true believers in you, devoted in worship to you, ever turning to you in repentance, and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were small. O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, preserve the United Arab Emirates in stability, progress, and prosperity. O Allah, perfect well-being upon us and bless our provisions, our spouses, and our children. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, the living among them and the dead. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings, He will increase you. I say these words and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.